Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Happy Friday, my friends. Yeah, it is 7:06. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Bring it hard. Oh, my goodness. Here we are. Happy, happy Friday. Something to look forward to this evening, 6:50 p.m. Tip-off. The Florida Gators taking on Norfolk State in the NCAA tournament known as March Madness. Yes. And the Gators are looking so good. They're peaking at the right time. I got them taking the whole thing. Okay, a little bit of a homie here. Yeah. But
they're
capable,
faith, right?
Yeah. My Final Four: Michigan State, Florida, Duke, Kentucky. With Florida taking on Duke and Florida winning it all, you heard it here first. As people have fun with their brackets, yeah, they get destroyed every round in, don't they? Mm. It looks ugly pretty quickly in most cases. But well. Depends on what happens sometimes, too. Some people always play it safe, but there's always an upset or five.
Yes, exactly.
So you fly up in space, you're gone for a while. Next thing you know, your hair's turning gray. What? Is it the effects of anti-gravity? Yeah, they're talking about...
Oh, the astronauts.
Yeah, the astronauts. Yeah. And they're talking about Barry Butch Wilmore and Sunita Williams touched back down on Earth 9 months they were in space.
Yeah.
So they noticed that her hair was graying quite a bit. Now, she's 59 years old. So
it could just be natural, right?
To some extent, yeah. But this sparked some theories as to whether zero gravity had impacted her appearance, not to mention her noticeably frail frame. Well, we knew that atrophy takes place. Yes. You don't have gravity. They try to do exercise. There's only so much you can do to maintain that.
No.
NASA has previously suggested that spending time in space can cause significant physiological changes. And they talk about, so they're going to study it. And they said, well, you know, some of it might seem a little far-fetched from reality, but space flight causes significant physiological changes, including an accelerated loss of muscle and bone density, immune system dysfunction that parallel the effects of natural aging here on Earth. They did a study in 2016, found that space flight alters human hair follicle gene expression.
They like some, to express themselves.
In some astronauts, the genes responsible for regulating hair growth were upregulated, meaning the genes could inhibit cell proliferation within the hair follicles. Yep. While men appeared to disproportionately experience this phenomenon compared to women, the researchers suggest, based on their findings, spaceflight could potentially result in hair loss. Here's how I look at it in my very, very unscientific mind.
Okay.
So if anti-gravity has these hyper-aging effects, then...
I know where you're going.
Yeah. I want something that increases gravity.
So
instead
about,
of an anti-gravity machine, I want a heavy gravity machine.
Okay, how about one of those, you know, those high-pressure tanks, you know, that they can put you in?
I don't know if that can recreate how that works atmospherically. Because remember, it's your body is fighting against gravity just by standing up.
Sure.
If you were on Jupiter, you probably couldn't get up.
Right.
You probably couldn't stand up.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, instead of studying aging, I want to study how to reverse it.
Yeah.
Now, I think there's much more of a market for that.
So Bob wants a heavy gravity hat that he can wear around.
Hat. I don't know about a hat.
A helmet.
Too much pressure on my neck. No. I guess I could wear those weighted vests.
Uh-huh.
Could wear weighted vests. Could wear the old... Remember the old things we'd put, like, on her ankles and
weights,
then run.
Yeah. Right.
And you thought when you took them off, you really ran faster.
Uh-huh.
It could have an impact immediately, I guess, theoretically. But other than that, no. Yeah.
And you could open up a national chain of these gravity hair-growing things.
I mean, look.
Oh, my goodness. Stranger things have happened and been sold.
You know, it's the tail end of, you know, the baby boomers our age and the ones coming behind us.
Yeah.
They want to fight it.
Yeah.
They want to fight the aging process and all that goes with it. So, interesting stuff. And, we've always learned stuff from being in space. Maybe this could somehow benefit mankind.
Space travel. It's more than Tang.
Could it be a giant step for people kind? It's man. Oh,
that's so sexist.
Humankind.
Yeah.
Constitutional law attorney was on with Fox and Friends discussing President Donald Trump's DOJ moving to drop charges against New York City Mayor Adams, and Democrats praising the courts for pushing back against the agenda. That was something that was going on. But the bigger news actually is Trump on Thursday called on the Supreme Court to reverse injunctions placed on his administration's effort to carry out mass deportations, and also having to do with DOGE and downsizing the scope of government. And Trump took aim at on a True Social radical left judges. Yep. Radical left judges for imposing injunctions on some of his most controversial moves, such as deporting Venezuelan gang members. Unlawful nationwide injunctions by radical left judges could very well lead to the destruction of our country. These people are lunatics who do not care even a little bit about the repercussions from their very dangerous and incorrect decisions and rulings. So he's looking for SCOTUS to turn some of this stuff around. I mean, okay, here's what you're going to try to do if you want a... The best remedy is one that you say, okay, what if it was a Democrat in power right now? Okay. Would we feel the same way? Hey, these lunatic judges are, you know, stop. Or would we be like, oh, thank goodness there's a few judges to stop this guy from pushing us further toward, you know, Marxism or socialism or, you know, whatever the left may be a fan of. So they've got to come up with a solution that is going to make sense, that's going to be, you know, apolitical, I guess, for lack of a better term.
Right.
And, you know, how difficult is that going to be? Because common sense says he wants to take people who are not supposed to be here to begin with, many of which are tied to murderous gangs. Not like a club, not like we're hanging out, you know. They're not playing pickleball, okay? So... should they have the ability to step up and stop a president when it's actually like an international action? He's sending them back to a foreign land. He's sending them to a foreign land.
Just doesn't seem right, does it?
It doesn't. So, but I try to always say, okay, what happens when there, you know, there is the pendulum swings, there's a change of power, and you get a radical Democrat in there, lefty.
They usually ignore them anyway. I mean, Biden ignored the Supreme Court.
Even Supreme Court, yeah.
Who cares?
A good point there. Yeah. All right, so hopefully there will be a good remedy. And the people that are destroying Teslas, Pam Bondi's holding at least three of them accountable. We'll get to that. But first, what's bugging you? Call in, air it out, get it off your chest. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now, 877-975-9825. What's bugging you is next on 97.3 The Sky.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning and welcome and happy Friday. It's 7:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Your turn to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. And Holly, good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. What's bugging me is the lack of taking responsibility for one's own actions, which we've watched get worse over the years. But now it's with the astronauts, it really bothers me with this topic because we have an administration who ignored these individuals for so long that we don't know what kind of health long-term repercussions they're going to have. And I don't know what kind of paperwork, I'm sure they signed a million pages, but I really hope and pray that they can have some recompense about what they went through and hold the previous administration responsible because they play politics with these people's lives and their families' lives. And we've got to, at some point, say, you know what? People have to be held responsible. And when people are not held responsible, chaos and evil reigns. And I think that's kind of what we're seeing.
No, I agree. Yeah, nobody's held accountable. Nobody takes responsibility. Elon Musk has come out and said he approached the Biden administration and offered help and was snubbed. So, yeah, if you could make the case that they have detrimental health concerns because of the length of their stay, and it could have easily been shortened by just getting a nod from the Biden administration, yeah, you've got a great point. John, what's bugging you?
Yeah, I called Hannity yesterday. They actually take the calls before the show and then air them at the end of the show so they can edit it. But it appears that they're taking the calls at the last half an hour, so that's a bit deceiving. Anyway, they cut out the part where I suggested Musk equips Teslas with explosive devices that go off when demon rat terrorists vandalize them.
Mm-hmm.
They just cut it out and then reimburse them for their loss. He's very rich, you know? And also, I destroyed Hannity on the God issue. Might want to check that out. Thank you.
I could see why they would cut that part out.
Edit the God part out. We're not giving John any credit. Just kidding.
Well, you can't do that. First off, you can't do that kind of thing. Let's say somebody breaks into your house five times in a row.
You can't booby trap it.
You can't booby trap your house to shoot, hurt, maim.
Nope.
You can't do it. So you can't do it to the Teslas either.
Yeah, and you can't put up warning signs and then say, oh, well, I was covered because I warned them. No, you can't do that either.
Now, it seems like you should be able to.
Yes.
But you can't.
In today's world, you just can't do that. No. And that's probably why he look, you don't want to become part of the problem. We've got terrorists that are destroying property. You don't want to become kind of part. We need to find a better solution.
Yeah.
And Pam Bondi's onto something. 877-975-9825. Call in now for what's bugging you. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And we have some rare open lines, so do it. Good morning, Two Stroke. What's bugging you?
Well, I agree with John and Sean Hannity. Actually, that's not what I called in about, but I can't stand the guy. All he ever does is talk about himself and his diet, and he's incredibly arrogant. Like, your show is like basically the only show now. You run a repeat at 9 to 12. Or 9 to 1 with that woman that is a repeat from earlier in the day, and she's annoying as hell. And like Coast to Coast is basically you and Coast to Coast are the only show. And what I really called about was, you better not end up homeless in America, because if you do, you'll never find another place to live. I got my eviction papers and I've been looking for a place to live for 6 weeks. You have to have $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 to move into these places. And this is these are private rooms for rent. These people are crazy. And it's because there's no place to live in Florida. And when I say it's a extreme situation, it is, because there's nowhere to go.
We feel for you. And some small hotels sometimes will rent by the day, week, month, or whatever. Check those out. I don't know what they require. I don't think they require a deposit or much of one.
But the apartment racket, as I call it, in particular, I know in the Gainesville area, really is oppressive. It's like, even when they don't have, you know, openings at all, they will take applications, of which they will charge you for the background check and those kind of things, even though they know they don't have anything. If you don't follow across every T and dot every I on the way out, they will find ways to punish you, even though they know they can rent that thing tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tim. What's bugging you?
Well, I tell you what, the activist judges are really starting to make me worry. You know, as a retired Air Force officer, and basically I'm retired as a healthcare worker also, it's really getting me worried that the judges are basically destroying the country.
That we've talked about that, way too much power, and we hope that the Supreme Court will be able to address that effectively. That's the hope, anyway. Kelly, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hi, Bob and Greg. First-time caller. Good
morning.
Right
on.
All right. So I'm calling because I'm so mad at the hatred against Elon Musk. My friends, who I think are reasonable people, wish him to be dead. And I just don't understand that thinking.
And
it bugs me.
Yeah. No, and it should. It should. This was the same guy they were praising and loving. And as soon as he, you know, hung out with Donald Trump, he became, you know, evil, literally overnight. It really is Trump derangement syndrome just extended to Elon Musk. It is sad, but they're revealing like what they're really, these people on the left, what they're really all about. Gator, good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. Well, it's really more of a comment than a bug me, but like with this Elon Musk situation that's going on, what about all the lefties who are like into the EVs and all that? What are they going to do? They're going to burn their own Teslas and rebellion against Elon Musk and Trump and all them?
Well, look, Tesla owners have been doxxed and they've put out information and stuff. So there's a threat that people could go and destroy their Tesla. Are they going to do a background to find out which political party they're part of? So it puts pressure on everyone to want to sell their car. And that's, you know, could be part of a problem. All right. You want Mark in there?
Sorry.
All right. Mark, good morning. What's bugging you?
I'll keep it quick. Yeah, what's bugging me is why Biden isn't up on charges for willful negligence and reckless abandonment for being offered a rescue opportunity for those astronauts and ignoring it.
Because he's an elderly man with memory issues. And that's the defense for him forever, I guess.
I guess so. Because he's only getting more elderly and forgetful.
Great stuff. Thanks for bringing it. On What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up at 8:05, Carl Zalek and cleaning up Marion County. How's that been going? Yeah, we'll get an update and more. Coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And yeah, so is the weekend. 7:36, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And I want to thank everybody for getting behind the 27th annual Bob Rose Golf Scramble. It is Friday, April 4th, presented by Gainesville Harley Davidson on 97.3 The Sky. We've completely sold it out. Jam-packed. Well, no, not jam-packed. We try to keep the numbers down so that, you know, you're not going to sit there. You're going to get, you know, do some golfing and have just enough time to relax and enjoy the whole thing and be part of raising funds. 100% of the proceeds benefit the developmentally disabled through the ARC of Alachua County. Proud of my association with them through these years now. And looking forward to it. Hawkstone Golf and Country Club is where it is going to be held. But I just want to thank everybody involved and the generosity of this community. It just constantly amazes me. And I'm appreciative of that. And I know the folks at the ARC of Alachua County are as well. And you know, you can always donate to the ARC of Alachua County anytime. You don't have to necessarily wait for the golf tournament, but I do appreciate the fact that it got sold out in record time this year. Good work, everybody. The Obama appointed federal judge who ruled against President Trump's deportations of suspected gang members. We're talking about Chief Judge James Boasberg of the U.S. District Court. And, you know, he's now began a battle, basically, with the Trump administration. He moved to block deportation flights of illegal aliens. Now, these aren't just any illegal aliens. These are serious killers, rapists. They are serious, part of some of the deadliest gangs on the face of the earth. And they have no business being here to begin with. So President Trump, looking out for, well, I don't know, the American citizens, was sending them all to El Salvador. And this judge, well, he didn't like that. Well, apparently a report by investigative journalist Jerry Dunleavy on Thursday detailed how deeply entrenched that judge was in the whole Russiagate conspiracy theory that the FBI used in its attempted takedown of Trump during his first term. As the head of the FISA court, Boasberg made a number of divisive decisions, including a slap on the wrist for a member of the FBI's Crossfire Hurricane team. The appointment of officials who had defended the FBI's actions during the Russiagate saga, the renewal of the FBI's FISA powers, and more. Despite writing that the frequency and seriousness of the errors found by the DOJ watchdog related to the Russian investigation called into question the reliability of the information that was proffered in other FBI applications. But Boasberg signed off on the renewal of overreaching surveillance powers for U.S. spy agencies in November of 2021. In a ruling that was made public in April of that year, Boasberg approved continuation of the warrantless surveillance program.
That is huge. Because I remember us talking at the time and going, how can the people at the FISA court be so manipulated this way? Aren't they supposed to be the best of the best, the sharpest? They're on top of these things. It's private, it's secure, and were they and that easy? They're putting these things out there.
Yeah, and this this judge. I mean, look, there were improper searches were done by the FBI, but that didn't seem to bother Judge Boasberg at all. And in fact, he pretty much you could say he gave the FBI a pass.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
here he is again.
Yep.
By coincidence.
Boasberg also gave ex-FBI lawyer Kevin Kleinsmith, who pleaded guilty in a special counsel in John Durham's Trump-Russia investigation, he got a slap on the wrist compared to the jail sentence that federal prosecutors wanted him to serve. And it goes from there. In other words, when you say this is an activist judge, you're not kidding. There is information that backs up the idea of a serious activist judge. So, yeah, that and hopefully, again, we look for a remedy via the Supreme Court, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Yeah, Roberts, pay attention, please, to everything else that's going on here, please.
Yeah. Yeah. In a positive court ruling, I think, at least in the court of common sense. They have struck the final blow. New York's highest court struck the final blow in an attempt by state Democrats to extend voting rights to nearly a million foreign nationals. And it really is pretty simple. The Constitution is pretty specific about who gets to vote and who doesn't. Yeah. You have to be a citizen. That is one of the benefits and rights of having citizenship, is the ability to help to shape your own government via voting. That's why it's a special and unique privilege. In January of 22, Democrats on the 51-member New York City Council approved an ordinance to give more than 800,000 foreign nationals with green cards, visas, and work permits the opportunity to vote in citywide elections so long as they have resided in the city for at least 30 consecutive days. Wow. Wow. Do you know how hard it was for women to gain the right to vote? Do you know how difficult it was for African Americans to win the right to vote? But you can be a foreign person coming from a foreign land, and in New York City, they were going to make it so that, oh, you've been here 30 days?
Uh-huh.
Why, you're allowed to vote.
And then they would say things like, well, it's only for local elections, but what do they do when they want someone to move up the ladder? They start them at school boards, local commissions. Next thing you know, they're a representative or a state senator. But they've got to get them in. They got to get them in the system.
Well, then if they vote in elections that they're not supposed to be privy to, they can play the old, oops, I'm sorry, I thought I could vote.
I voted there. They let me. It was no problem.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Maybe I don't understand the language very well. Mm-hmm. Oops. Sorry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, following lawsuits over the ordinance, New York Supreme Court in June of 22 ruled that giving local voting rights to foreign nationals violated the state's constitution. In February, that ruling was upheld by the New York Appellate Division. So on Thursday, the State of New York Court of Appeals ruled that the ordinance is unconstitutional because the state constitution, quote, makes clear what our case law has long held. Article 2, Section 1 restricts voting to citizens.
Wow, it's almost like it's just written there in plain English.
You can say it's difficult to interpret maybe some some things in the Constitution. That doesn't appear to be one of them. That appears to be one of those. Doesn't matter where you grew up in America. You read that and you figure out, it appears here that, you got to be a citizen to vote.
Whatever
it's right here.
Drawl or slang or accent you got, I think the word's still the same.
Yeah. All right. So, some voice of reason in the state of New York.
Which is shocking in itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good sign.
This
good
it
sign.
Is. Yeah.
Got to have some positivity.
I like that.
Got to have an attitude of gratitude. Right? Coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek. Find out what's going on. Yeah. There's been a big push for cleaning up Marion County. And we'll get a report and all the other fine things that are happening in that community, too. And Vance versus Kamala. What's that all about? Details coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Who doesn't like Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman. Linda Carter?
Even a lot of women love.
That's true.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? Great character.
Oh, yeah.
It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Friday, the weekend. Uh-huh. A little cooler than it's been. We got a little cooler, but it's going to be nice.
Yeah.
Sun's going to be shining. Enjoy. So Wonder Woman, at least the latest incarnation, stars Gal Gadot.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how we're saying that?
Very soft tea, yeah.
I wonder if it's good. Anyway, she admitted that she was shocked by the wave of hate she received. What? Wonder Woman? Like I said, everybody likes Wonder. Oh, she expressed her support for Israel.
Oh, that's a no-no. That'll do it.
Especially if you're, associated in the land of Hollyweird.
Mm-hmm.
the star, who is originally actually from Israel. What? She's from Israel, and she wanted to actually show support for
that's
her home country.
That's crazy.
Man.
That'd be like us are like rooting for America or something, you know? So,
well, the sad part is, you know, it took somebody like that who's actually from there to speak out in support of Israel. This was right in the aftermath of the awful attack on October 7th of 2023. I mean, this was the worst thing to happen to Israel and Jewish people since the Holocaust. It is a big deal, and it was absolutely heinous. And, I mean, we're talking young people, women, babies slaughtered.
Yeah.
1,000 innocent civilians dead. But she says, I was shocked by the amount of hate, by the amount of how much people think they know when they actually have no idea, and also by how the media is not fair many times. So I had to speak up. This, you know, she had spoken to, apparently, according to Variety. The backlash came when Godot posted a message on social media after the attacks in Israel saying, quote, I stand with Israel. You should, too. The world cannot sit on the fence when these horrific acts of terrorism are happening. And she's continued her support for her homeland ever since, like you would expect. The Snow White star, that's her latest role since the Wonder Woman thing, added that she generally does not talk about politics, but the attack on Israel was just too important to ignore. After October 7th, I don't talk politics, because who cares about celebrity talking about politics? Wow. She said, I'm an artist. I want to entertain people. I want to bring hope and be a beacon of light whenever I say anything about the world. But on October 7th, when people were abducted from their homes, from their beds, men, women, children, elderly, Holocaust survivors were going through the horrors of what happened that day, I could not be silent, and I was shocked by the amount of hate, by the amount of how much people think they know. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's from there, but oh, no, we'll dismiss that, because I remember my professor told me about the evil Zionist state. And evil colonists that helped to create that state. And so I'm a hater now. Godot said that she isn't about hate, but as the grandchild of a Holocaust survivor and an eighth generation Israeli, she had to speak out. Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
That she's from that country, and she just speaks in support of her country. Not hating on anyone else, just in support of her country. And she was shocked by, you know, the hate that came right back at her. That's that's sad. All right. What's President Trump been saying lately? A lot, correct. I'm talking about the Houthis, not with the blowfish, the Houthis terrorist organization. President Trump promises they'll be completely annihilated with or without Iranian support. Yep. It's a Shiite jihadist terrorist organization, the Houthis. Close ties to the Iranian proxy terrorist network. Its official slogan is Allahu Akbar, death to America, death to Israel, a curse upon the Jews, and victory for Islam. Other than that, they're a very happy, peaceful group. The group has controlled Yemen's capital since it launched an attack on the legitimate government, in which it had been in a state of civil war since 2014. The Yemeni government has since relocated to the southern port city of Aden and has lost physical control over most of the country's territory. Well, we were so quick to help and defend Ukraine. Why didn't we do anything about Yemen and the terrorists taking over Yemen?
And I'm honestly,
I don't know exactly what the answer is, but I remember when, you know, things were going on, things were getting rocky, because Yemen used to be a place they would hold like some terrorist force. In other words, right. We had an agreement with the previous government. But yeah, then it's one thing if you, you know, if you have a takeover, but if the takeover is people that are a terrorist organization, a recognized terrorist organization.
Maybe the kickback rate was too low.
Well,
sadly,
look, these people are in the terrorism business. They're not going to go away. Not going to find something else to do. Not going to open up a franchise. Well, not at least a fast food franchise. Yeah. So eventually it all kind of comes to roost. But President Trump, I believe he will do something solid to stop them. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.